right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Who do we have on the line? Okay. Just put them on.
It's CJ from Skokie.
CJ, why do you have all of these different aliases, man? CJ.
That's just his caller ID.
Oh, I don't know. He's got all these different names. Just say CJ, man, if I see you. You know, anyway.
You guys call me a lot of names, Earl, but...
Hey, man, I don't know, man. I'm looking. Just go by CJ, man. You don't have to, you know. So what's going on?
Well, as I listen to you, it's nice for you guys to rewrite history, how we got in Ukraine, because I think if you were a veteran and you served, you won't forget how we got in Ukraine.
Wait a minute. So you think veterans know how we got in? What do you mean we got in Ukraine? We're not in Ukraine, physically.
Well, the FUPA is that even the president told the soldiers that in Poland that you'll see it when you go there. So this commander-in-chief got us to Ukraine because of his failed policy.
Here we go again.
So you sidestep that. Putin didn't invade.
Hey, let me ask you something. What happened in Afghanistan have to do with Ukraine? Can you connect that for us, please?
Very easily. First off, Obama did nothing with Assad in Syria with the red line. And Putin,
what does that have to do with Afghanistan? I'm asking you.
I'm telling you. I'll get to that.
Well, we don't have all day.
It's under a Democrat president. Obama was president. And then Putin saw exactly how Trump wanted to go to zero in Afghanistan, too. But he listened to his military advisors, and he didn't. He kept the security force there. There wasn't famine the way it is now.
Hey, CJ, if I remembered right, I think there were 16,000 troops in Afghanistan. That wasn't strong enough to prevent anything from happening in Afghanistan.
That's because he responded to the invasion. And come on, Earl. This is going to be so easy to be written in history. And the fact that Putin did not invade, remember the sanctions were meant, or maybe not from the president's point of view now, to deter Putin. They didn't. He went in anyways. And what was Biden's response? Another thing that you always misrepresent is that Trump wanted out of NATO. He didn't want out of NATO. He wanted countries to pay their fair share, and he got them to do
that. CJ, I think it's better that you attribute to people things they've actually ever said or represented. That's a representation. That's called a straw man argument when you say things like that. So I've never heard anyone suggest that they think that Donald Trump wanted out of NATO.
Trump said he wanted to go to zero, and he listened.
Wanted out of NATO. CJ, you just that's okay.
Sandy.
You guys misrepresent
what is said.
No. Well, my goodness, everyone just heard this. You said that we misrepresented Donald Trump by suggesting that he wanted out of NATO, and you said no. What Donald Trump wanted was for NATO countries to pay their part, and I don't think there's ever been a discussion of any of that on this radio station.
Well, that's sad because it's true. Trump did want to go.
He
threatened to leave NATO. He never wanted out of NATO. He threatened to leave because countries were not.
So what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Putin decided to invade because Joe Biden is weak. That's basically what you're saying.
He watched us give up. Who's got Bagram Air Force Base right now, Earl and Sandy?
What does that have to do?
Well, I can tell you someone who doesn't have it, and that's Vladimir Putin. He doesn't have Bagram Air Force Base.
No, he's working with China, right, Sandy?
Well,
China's on Putin's side, is he not?
I'm not sure
that's true. Actually, I'm not sure what this conversation is, where it's getting us, actually.
No, I know, because you guys deflect from the facts. Are we trying to defend Ukraine from Russia? Are we spending billions and billions of dollars in Ukraine because of the invasion of Russia? How much equipment did we leave back in Afghanistan? How many lives were lost in Afghanistan? You guys seem to forget.
Not many. Not many. Not many. Not many. You asked the question, how many lives were lost in Afghanistan? In all the years we were there, not very many.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a full-out war,
well,
right?
It's sad. So not so many is okay with you. I mean, come on. Those are our soldiers, Earl. And 13 of them died in a debacle that we watched on TV live.
They're just as...
So you guys maybe forgot it, but the voters won't. History is written. It can't be rewritten the way you gentlemen want to rewrite it. Afghanistan happened. Putin saw it, and he said, you know what? It's time to move. As he built up and built up and
speaking
built up
of time, speaking of time to move. Thank you very much, CJ.
Thanks for taking my call.
What do we accomplish with that phone call, Sandy?
Nothing that we haven't accomplished day after day.
And I've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Sandy Williams is here. We'll be right back.